Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this thankful Thursday. As we are continuing our Bible book series of praying, thanking God in prayer for every book of the Bible. We've come to the book of Proverbs, which is the 20th book of the Bible, and in the Old Testament. It is found in the books of wisdom literature, or poetry. The ideas of poetry, proverbs, and prose there all combined in the wisdom literature. The book of Proverbs is a book of practical wisdom and knowledge. It is a collection that covers the whole time period from Moses through the prophets, and I believe there are many by Solomon, but there are a number by the scribes of Hezekiah and others that are named and others that go unnamed. We know that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs from 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32. But let's read Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 7. It gives a great summary of the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So would you pray with me at this time, and thanks to God for the book of Proverbs. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible, for it being your inspired word, for it being perfect, and for it being our guide to follow. We thank you for the book of Proverbs and how it reveals to us that you are practical in your wisdom and that you are providing us in this book with real ways to put our faith into action, and that how it reveals to us that you are expecting your people to be wise, to seek knowledge and instruction at every age, but especially if we are at a younger age, that we would begin to seek it even closer and even more with more zeal. Father, we pray and we thank you for the book of Proverbs, the stories of the people that have provided these proverbs, of Solomon and perhaps Solomon's mother, the scribes of Hezekiah, and even the man named Agur. And we are so thankful for them and the impact that they had on Solomon to record these Proverbs. And we thank you for the fact that the book of Proverbs establishes these things, that your wisdom applies to our daily lives and you expect us to use it. And Father, we thank you for how it tells us that Solomon's great wisdom was not to be kept to himself, but to be shared with others, and we benefit from that today. And so our wisdom that we get from you is not to be kept to ourselves, but to be shared with others. And we thank you for how it establishes that integrity is vital to Christianity. And lastly, that righteousness is achievable, and we don't have to be the wisest person on earth to know or to do things that are righteous and to be righteous. We do not have to be Solomon. We just have to be followers of you. And Father, we thank you for the promises and echoes within the book of Solomon as Christ in his kingship and his great wisdom, but yet we know that Jesus Christ is greater in all his glory than Solomon. Father, we thank you for the book of Proverbs and for your inspired word. We thank you for all you've given to us, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. the tale.